It's Greg at Dan's Show, WMBD. Monday mornings, we visit with Dave Johnson, the head man, the big cheese over there at Pearl Technology.
You know, we got to come up with a theme song or something for him.
Oh, yeah, we could. Yeah,
Alan Parsons' iRobot.
We started talking with Dave. Hi, Dave. We started talking with David, I don't know, 2-3 years ago on a regular basis just because there was so much crazy stuff going on. And guess what? It continues being crazy.
It doesn't slow down.
It doesn't. In fact, I think it's crazier. Let's get right to cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency has been taking it in the shorts lately.
They have.
And you have been, and then you were, you sent me a note on Friday or so and said, here's one of the reasons why.
So back in November at its peak, Bitcoin was worth about $69,000 per coin. I checked out on your couch this morning in the lobby, and it's about 23,000. So it's lost 2/3 of its value.
That's a pretty big hit.
In 9 months. There's a bunch of reasons.
Yeah, is it two? Because I was reading that, and like Generation Z has just kind of given up on it. I don't know if they... Was it getting stale or what's going on?
It's getting stolen.
I think a lot of it.
It's crypto theft. So North Korean hackers alone have stolen over $1 billion in the last year from crypto.
How do you prove it?
Well, we don't have time to go into the how blockchain works and all of that. But to make it simple, what they're doing is stealing it and then getting inside the chain and separating the sender and the receiver address so you can't prove who it was who stole it. So now they've got this money. They run it through a thing called Tornado Cash, which, by the way, good band name, right?
Excellent band name.
But Tornado Cash does this thing where it makes it impossible to, or nearly impossible to figure out who took the money and where it is.
It wipes the fingerprints clean?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So
who's Tornado Cash? Who's that?
It's some software company that, you know,
invented something for thieves? I mean, is it specifically for that?
Do we not spend every Monday morning talking about professional thieves?
what's funny about it to me is, so you're like this nefarious software company, and then you name yourselves. Don't put a name on it. That's like, it sounds like,
well,
McDonald's or something.
It may be just one of the services they
do. Well, one of the things that kills me is you've told us before is that not Tornado Cash, but the bad guys, they have customer service people.
They do.
If they do ransomware, they're like, they have a guy that will help you work
through.
Help desk.
Yeah, they actually answer their phones. The utility companies.
Yeah, the utility company won't, but if you owe somebody a ransom.
Oh, my gosh. So they scrub it.
So anyway, they've got it. And what's happened now is the companies in the Bitcoin aggregators that have lost the money figure out who did it, and they'll go to them and say, hey man, you took $100 million, what if we let you keep $10 million and you give me that other $90 million back?
So it's like a ransom.
Well, yeah, it is kind of like
a backward ransom.
In my day, you know, you'd get beat up for your lunch money to say, hey, you can keep my milk money, but give me back my lunch money, right?
right.
That's what this is. So they're getting away with it because in the IT world, companies like Microsoft, Google, Apple, they do a thing called bug bounties. And what that is for ethical hackers, somebody like me, if I find a bug in Microsoft software, I let them know about it. They pay me $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 because it's way cheaper than if they actually get hacked.
Sure,
right?
Sure. They're almost encouraging that.
Right.
Look
so,
out for us.
So it's a legitimate thing. You can make money by doing this. With crypto, they're calling this a bug bounty, but what they're really doing is saying, we're going to let you get away with this if you give me most of my money back. You get to keep $2 million, $5 million, $10 million scot-free. And the bad guys go, okay, and move on to the next one.
You realize, everybody that's listening, everybody's involved in this conversation, you realize the world's going crazy, right? Because that's insane. That's insane. But it's a matter of business. Just the way you're describing
it.
Well,
it is business.
What
business.
You need is an Italian mafia a crypto group
yeah.
that goes, you pay me and we'll take care of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah,
take care of your internet.
That's kind of the way that's going.
Yeah.
Real quick, I have to ask this very quickly because we're late for news. Dan and I and everybody that works here, Cooper and Caleb and everybody, got an email from corporate the other day that said, "Watch, don't open some emails that look like they're coming from one of our clients."
Yep.
They're asking us to review a bill or a statement or something.
Yep.
And then you get in there and all heck breaks loose. What is that about?
So what happened was hackers got into your system. And by the way, they got into almost everybody's.
They did.
And they go through the email and they actually find out who's sending emails, take words out of emails, and so the whole thing looks legitimate,
yeah, yeah.
right?
It does. Yeah.
It does. It might not make perfect sense, but it looks legitimate, and it's fooling everybody right now.
Don't open them.
Yeah. Don't open them.
All right.
By the way,
don't open stuff. That's Dave's.
Quit clicking on it.
Yeah, quick.
Back to the crypto thing. It's amazing that someone is stealing something that really didn't exist in the first place.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It makes my mind hurt.